Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Of course, a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Rob Levin back on the show. Rob's still here. He's founder, CEO, editor-in-chief of RSL Media. And we're talking about delegating. We're talking about having an assistant. You know, Rob, thanks again for being here, by the way. Years ago, decades ago, I started my consulting company. One of my early CEOs to consult with and to coach was about 15 years older than me. We were both a lot younger in those days, but he had this company that was doing several million dollars a year in sales, and he had branches in two other cities. He was the sales manager. Not only was the CEO and president of the company, he was acting as the sales manager, and he didn't have a secretary, which they were called that in those days, or an assistant. He didn't have an assistant. And one of the things I convinced him to do was to hire a sales manager and an assistant, because his company wasn't growing, and it was because he was the bottleneck, and he couldn't see that. He couldn't get out of his own way. Today his company, and I'm not trying to take credit for this, today his company is being run by his three sons. They're co-CEOs. And they've got 400 employees in like nine states, and they're I don't know, 20 times bigger than they were then, maybe 50 times, I don't know, but it's the leverage. It's investing in leveraging other people, not payroll as an expense, but as an investment. What do you think?
I couldn't agree anymore. And it really comes down to a decision on what you want. You could theoretically be, let's say, there are these top-notch copywriters out there, these people that have been doing this for years. And some of them, they're not interested in necessarily building a business. They can make a good living, a good six-figure living, doing what they do. And they're not interested in growing something. But for most people, they are interested in growing. Or they want to focus on their craft. Let's say, like a copywriter, they don't want to set up meetings with staff. I mean, with clients, or maybe subcontractors. They don't want to take care of bookkeeping. You know, I was mentioning earlier, I think, as you know, Jim, I started my career as a CPA.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly can do my own books, but I don't do it because it's not a good.
It's not the best use of your time. Exactly. Highest and best use. This is a term real estate appraisers use, that all CEOs should think about. What is the highest and best use of this property? That's the term they use all the time. What's the highest and best use of this property? And every CEO should say that. What is the highest and best use of my time?
That's right. So think about it another way, right? Let's say you're a business owner and you're not quite there, but you'd like to be making, let's just say $200,000 a year, right? So if you break that up into, you figure there's about 2,000 working hours in a year, that comes out to $100 an hour,
mm-hmm.
right? If you're doing administrative work, that includes, again, calendaring, could even be, by the way, reading and responding to basic emails, your travel plans, PowerPoints, ordering office supplies. If you're doing all of that, you're basically paying somebody $200 an hour. Mm-hmm. To do administrative work.
While you're doing that, you can't be thinking about where the company needs to go or how to get out of its own way. I mean, it's worse than that. It's probably costing you, it could be costing you $100,000 a year or $1 million a year the opportunity cost.
It's the opportunity cost. That's right. So, $200 an hour is really just the starting point. That's just the starting point.
Mm-hmm.
And, That's why I got very excited about backing this business Work Better Now, because we made it just ultra affordable for somebody to have every business to have an assistant. That's our new tagline, by the way. Mm-hmm. Every business should have an assistant. Period. End of story.
Tell us about how that works.
Because it's very simple. We provide full-time dedicated assistance for $1,600 a month, and we do that. The way we're able to do that is simply arbitrage. Our assistants are based in Central America. They're perfectly fluent in English. They love doing that task-oriented stuff that most business owners don't want to do, even mm-hmm. if they are, quote-unquote, good at it. And it just makes it so that every business can have an assistant. Our first client is on his third assistant right now. He's not even using our assistants as a personal assistant. He's using them.
You mean he's got three going at the same time?
Three going at the same time.
Wow. Yeah.
By the way, that friend of mine, that younger entrepreneur that I mentioned, uh-huh. I'm not going to mention any company names right now,
right.
He has 40 of them. He's built a business that's worth well in excess of $50 million with a very low cost structure.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, they build playbooks on how to run certain parts of the business, and these assistants follow them.
Yeah,
that's simple.
Well, the thing about though this I realize it isn't easy for some people. It wasn't easy for me. You have to get comfortable with delegating, and the only way you're going to get comfortable with delegating. This is what I'm going to talk about when we come back, Rob. Is something I talk about on the show here all the time, folks. You've got to learn how to accept excellence as a standard. Now, you might say, "Well, duh, who doesn't like excellence?" Well, if you've been doing it all yourself, you're not accepting excellence as a standard. You're accepting perfection because you did it. And even though you're not perfect, you think you are, and that's the standard you have for the people you hand something off to, and you can't do that. Excellence, not perfection. After the break with Rob Levin.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.